first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plate says, we have a wholly broken system.
I recently read about the lawsuit filed by the family of Tamario Smith, a young black man who died in the Santa Cruz County Jail in May. As sad and disconcerting as this story surely is, it is but a very small snapshot of a much larger picture. Every jail death is symptomatic of a disease. That disease is mass incarceration driven by the prison industrial complex and fueled by institutional racism. Mainstream society seems comfortable with the policy of separating whole segments of our population from their liberty. Today, our country imprisons a greater percentage of its citizens than any other country in the world. Today, Black Americans, who comprise 12% of the population, compose 40% of all prison populations. Today, 65% of all those incarcerated are nonviolent drug offenders. And perhaps most immediately, today we continue to designate millions for brick and mortar jail programs and yet refuse to fund the rehabilitation and support services that might finally break the endless cycle of recidivism that is crippling a new generation of Americans. The unrestrained rush to build more jail and prison cells has created a new Jim Crow, which has effectively bound and shackled an entirely new generation of young Black Americans. I say that the reach of this new Mr. Crow is broad enough and insidious enough to shackle us all. That's why we must begin the process that ends mass incarceration, institutionalized racism, and the wasted lives that are the product of this wholly broken system. And we must begin today.
Steve Plage is a Santa Cruz resident and homeless shelter coordinator. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.